In a world dominated by technology, how we use the internet and what we show on it is crucial. The web is filled with information about everything, including each individual that has ever interacted with it. It is a tool that anyone can use to further their own interests. However, if mishandled, it can lead to the loss of a job, a revoked college admission, and a destroyed reputation, and it's happened multiple times before. Hi, I'm Thomas Chen, and in this podcast episode, I talk to Upper School Technology Coordinator Ms. Krita, Senior Audrey Latham, and SDC Co-President Hamza Marad to find out what digital literacy and digital footprint are and why they are important.
My name is Ms. Krita, Angie Krita. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm the Upper School Technology Coordinator at SPA. This is my fourth year here.
Okay, firstly, what does digital literacy and digital footprint mean?
Those are good questions. So digital literacy is basically like finding resources, consuming resources, evaluating them, and then using those resources to communicate. So that's kind of the literacy piece. And then the digital footprint is kind of like a digital shadow. It's kind of your trail of data. So if you think about like walking in a beach and you leave footprints, it's what the impact that you leave online as you're active and using it out there.
Okay, so why is it important for people, especially like students, and how can it affect us, and why should we be taught about it and look after?
So the importance of digital literacy is a lot of what we do on in life on a daily basis, whether you're in school or not school. You're finding resources, you're consuming content, you're seeing what's going on out there, and we need to learn how to evaluate it. Is it good? Is it bad? Is it first person? Is it third person? Who's telling the story? Is it a legitimate resource that you're finding and either sharing or repeating or crediting to something that you're using? And then as you're evaluating that, are you communicating it effectively and appropriately as you're kind of using it as well too? So digital literacy is also creating content. And as you're creating content, what are you considering about the content you're creating? What's your audience?
That was Upper School Technology Coordinator, Ms. Krita. Next, I talked to Senior Audrey Latham.
My name is Audrey Latham. My pronouns are she, her, and I am a senior.
Okay, so firstly, what do you know about digital literacy and digital footprint, and how important do you think they are?
I would say like digital literacy is kind of like learning to communicate and like use your phone and like use social media. And then like digital footprint is like what you're posting and how it's like kind of up on the internet forever, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so like where did you learn about them, and like did you learn about it through the school or by yourself online?
I would say I learned about it when I got an iPod from my dad, because my dad is like a IT guy, so it's like he's really into like making sure I know what I'm putting out on the internet, especially because like I don't know, he used to tell me, he was like, whatever you put out there, it's up there for good, like no matter what, someone else will have it, or like it will always be like findable even if you delete it. So I feel like I kind of learned about it from my dad first, and then it kind of carried over to school, I'd say, but we don't really, I feel like maybe in like eighth grade we talked about it, but like not recently, not in high school, I feel like, which might be kind of the key time to be like watching what you're posting, you know?
So how do you like personally like manage a digital footprint, or like is it something you really care about and look after, or like do you think you're good at it?
I would say I do 100% care about it. I know it can really affect, your future, as we can see a lot of times, like, you know, people getting, like, their, like, school's offer taken away because they've, like, said slurs and stuff, like, that kind of thing. So just, like, I really monitor what I post and what I put out on the internet. Like, my TikToks, all private. My Instagram is private. You know, I don't, like, add random people on Snapchat that I, like, don't know. You know, I make sure, like, I'm comfortable with, like, who I have following me and who I'm following, you know?
Mm-hmm, yeah. So why are you so careful about it? Like, do you feel
external pressure, like from college or from like finding jobs?
Oh yes, I do not want to like not get a job because I posted like a bad, like, I don't, like, I posted something related to like alcohol or something. Like, I don't want to like lose a job over that, or like I don't want to get in trouble with like school or anything, or like, like future school. I don't know. I know it can really affect your future, and I'm just not interested in risking that, I guess. So. Mm-hmm.
So overall, as a student at SPA, how good do you think students are at digital literacy and also managing their footprint online?
I would say, you know, some people are like good at it. However, I do see a lot of like people's reposts on like TikTok, and I'm like, you should not be reposting this. Like, this is not, like, this is not okay to be reposting. And, you know, you can like it, save it for yourself, whatever, do whatever. But it's not the best to be putting that out on the internet, you know? And I would say, though, some people are good at it. Like, I know a lot of my friends do monitor it and just make sure they know, like, what they're doing and stuff. Like, yeah. And then just monitoring like what you're liking and like what you're like kind of interacting with on the internet, because it does show up for people. So it's like,
yeah. So like when you're talking with your friends or the other students, does it ever like show up, or like do you guys ever help each other with it or like warn each other?
I would say no, just because I feel like it's kind of a common sense thing, you know, and it's, well, maybe it's not. Apparently it's not. I think it's kind of a common sense to just, like, monitor what you're posting, what you're, like, interacting with on the internet, and, like, make sure you're not, like, just targeting people, like, saying bad things. Like, that's just terrible in general, but, like, especially, like, on the internet, you should not be doing that. And, I mean, when I talk about, like, digital footprint with my friends, I would say it just comes up as, like, oh, did you see this person reposted this video, or oh, did you see this person like commented on this video or reposted it, like whatever. And it never really, we never really talk about our behavior, because I feel like we all kind of know it's like common knowledge to not be like doing that kind of thing. So
like things spread when people,
yeah,
do bad things, like it spreads.
Yes I've definitely talked about the like TikTok repost that I see, like the username like reposted this. I'm like, gonna bring this up with my friends.
Okay, so do you think the school does a good job of teaching us, or do you think they could do some more?
Oh, they could definitely do more. I feel like maybe in eighth grade we learned about it because of, like, fake news. We learned about how to, like, identify sources. I feel like we kind of learned about digital footprint and digital literacy, but nothing in high school. So I would really say that they could, like, it might not be a fun topic, but, like, it's definitely necessary, especially because we go to such a good school that it's, like, you don't want that. You don't want, like, your education getting taken away because you, like, interacted with a video that was, like, not good.
Moving on from Latham, I chatted with Student Technology Committee co-president Hamza Murad.
I'm Hamza Murad. Pronouns are he, him, and I'm a senior, and I'm one of the co-presidents of SEC, or the Student Technology Committee.
Okay, firstly, what do you know about digital literacy and digital footprint, and how important do you think they are?
Yeah, so digital literacy, digital footprint is kind of like how we interact with online media in the current age, right? So being able to like filter through it, how we, you know, intake it, and how we kind of use social media. And digital footprint is really important. It's kind of the idea of that everything you do online, everyone can see, and for the most part is preserved, even if you delete it. So digital footprint is like, it's like you're leaving your footprint, your stamp online wherever you go. So whether it's like a tweet you make or a Facebook post or an Instagram post, you're like leaving your mark on online, and that can be accessed or found by basically anyone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so where did you learn about them, and like was it through the school or was it by yourself or like your parents?
I think digital footprint is something you learn honestly through social media. As you kind of get older, so you start to like hear a lot about it online. You hear about famous people being like, you know, canceled, or like politicians being like, you know, punished, or like people being subject in like court to like random tweets they said like years ago. So as you get older, you kind of start to see like the impact that digital footprint has on real world applications. And that's really prominent for a lot of like celebrities, you know, like you'll hear that they'll lose important roles in movies because of something they tweeted or texted someone. And I think I mostly learned it by myself just through, you know, experience on social media. Mm-hmm. No one really, like, taught me, I don't think.
So how do you, like, manage or think about your digital footprint? Or, like, is it something you really care about and look after? And do you think you're good at it?
Yeah, I think for the most part, my digital footprint is pretty well maintained. I think the way that, like, I maintain it is I kind of think about, okay, who's, like, going to see what I post, right? So on Instagram, you know, I'm not going to post or say anything that's potentially, like, really controversial or bad or that I don't believe in hard. Like, really, I don't, like, really truly believe in, because a lot of people that I know and that are close to me will see it, right? Then there's differences, right, on, like, Twitter. I don't really tweet at all. So I think for the most part online, I'm definitely more of someone who observes. I don't really participate that much online. I'm more of an observer. So in that sense, no, I don't think I'm going to harm my digital footprint much at all, just because I don't really post. Mm-hmm. And I think that most people don't post. For the most part, most people are observers. And that's why most people don't have an issue with digital footprint. And I think it's something that's, like, honestly, it's not that hard to just maintain.
Like, what about digital literacy? Like, do you think it comes naturally over time when you're on the internet?
Yeah, I think as you get, like, especially for our generation, right, we've spent so much time online. Most of us have had phones now for so long, and, you know, like, we grew up in, like, the age of the iPhone. So as you spend more time on social media, like, your sense of digital literacy and, like, what you see and, like, how you perceive digital media definitely, like, it gets more advanced. So you start to understand, like, oh, this is, like, fake news. Oh, this is, like, not okay. Oh, like, oh, I should definitely stay from this website. So your overall, like, understanding of digital literacy gets better just through time. And, like, obviously we're better at it, I think, than, like, our parents, because, you know, they didn't grow up, like, their developmental stages weren't with media, whereas ours are.
Mm-hmm. So, like, do you feel pressure to maintain a good footprint from, like, college or, like, jobs? Like, how does it affect how you think about it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, I do think that a lot of people are concerned with, like, colleges and, like, job interviews and stuff. There have definitely been reports of people who get their jobs, like, you know, they get fired or they get their, you know, something they said in the past is brought up in their interview. So I think that it's really important to be careful, because you never know what could show up. And especially with, like, more controversial topics, like, you hear a lot about how students these days in colleges are getting in severe trouble for doing something about, like, you know, maybe, like, some geopolitical conflicts right now. And they might tweet about that or make a comment about that, and then the school, like, punishes them for that. So I think that we don't often realize how much of an impact our digital footprint actually has until it comes back to, like, bite you, I think.
So do you feel the school does a good job of, like, emphasizing these issues or teaching us, or do you think they...
I don't think that they really do, actually. I don't recall having any kind of talks or assemblies about this kind of stuff. I remember in the middle school, they used to do a lot about group chats, but that was more about, like, bullying. So what the school does a lot of is, like, how to prevent, like, cyberbullying and stuff like that. So they talk about hate speech and, like, you know, how you can avoid, like, your presence online in terms of damaging relations with others. So they do that a lot, but I don't think I've ever heard them really talk about the idea of a digital footprint. And it's like, you know, what you say online might not directly impact someone immediately, but rather it might impact you later. Mm-hmm. So that idea, I don't think we talk about as much as we should in school, especially with, like, you know, social media is just getting more and more advanced with, like, AI and stuff. I think that's even more of an important topic to address. So I think the school should do a better job of talking about the digital footprint.
That's it for this podcast episode. Please make sure to think before you post, and remember the importance of being able to navigate the internet while keeping a clean digital footprint. Thanks for listening.